Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the gem of the day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. And if you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about range. But before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for everything you do, your love, your mercy, and your grace, the ability to see your face every time we open and read the Word of God. We thank you in all these things. In Jesus' name, amen. With that being said, range. I was thinking about this driving around the other day, and I remember being young, and the first time I was listening to a radio station, and I started to drive a little bit further than usual, and the station started to get a little staticky. And I was unaware of this when I was younger. When I was a child, I didn't know the further you drove from the satellite radio station, whatever area you're in, you no longer pick up that frequency anymore. You begin to be out of range. The further you are, the less you hear. The frequency starts to get a little staticky, to sooner or later, you won't be able to hear it at all. In a spiritual sense, sometimes we're out of range. We tend to stray, being led by the flesh instead of listening and honing in on the spirit. We can drive ourselves out of range, being led and enticed by our own desires instead of listening to God and following His statutes. We tend to drive ourselves out of range, being led by what the world deems to be right or true instead of what the Word says. And we begin to lose frequency with the voice of the Lord. The further we stray, the less we're able to hear. Kind of like those radio stations. The further you are, the less you hear. You begin to no longer hear the voice of the Lord. I was also thinking about this on the flip side, because whenever you're willing to turn to the Lord, to repent, to have that change of heart and come back, no matter where you are, you're able to pick up that frequency if you're willing. If you think about when you drive to a different city, different state, and you find a station that's similar to the one you listen to back home, all the same songs, all the same commercials, it's everything's basically the same, just a different state. I was thinking about that in a spiritual sense. No matter where you are, if you're willing to tune in and hear God, you can find them, no matter how far you strayed away. If you're willing to tune in, meditate, pray, listen, be still and know that He is God, no matter where you are, how far you've strayed, how far you've driven out of range, He's always right here. Never left you, never forsook you, waiting with open arms. Remember that. It's never too late. You're never too far away. You just got to be willing. The G.O.D., God bless.